The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens. Good day. Happy Friday to you. Congratulations. You made it through another week. You still got a couple hours to go, but you can do it. I have faith in you. Go. I am Rich McFadden, along with Michelle Gerson, our new friend here on the Good Day Show, and our old friend Kara Schillen. Doug Steffens is out moving farms, and he has been cut. All of his lines have been cut, and is trying to find some phone service on the farm. So I'm not expecting he's going to show up here in the next few minutes, but he may be around a little bit later in the morning. As many of you know, he's moving from one farm to the other, right next door. You know what? This guy's umbilical cord is about the shortest thing I've ever seen. I thought I was bad. Okay, I was born and raised in Montgomery County, Maryland. Never thought I would leave Montgomery County. But here I am across the river in Virginia. Doug,
ooh, big move there, Rich.
Right? But Doug can't even leave his street. He has grown up and lived on the same street his whole life.
Oh, wow.
He lives across the street from the house he was born in, and now he's moving one house to the left.
That's hilarious. Well, you know, the house next to my parents' home is up for sale now, and they are begging me. They were like, are you sure you guys don't want to buy it? And my fiancé is like, I don't want to move to Long Island.
Yeah, you know what?
But
hey, let me tell you something. My brothers, when they both moved out, their first house that they both bought, were townhouses right next door to each other. You don't want to do that.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, well, built-in babysitting versus a knock on the door every 5 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, being on the same street, like, for example, my brother. Okay, my oldest brother now has a place on the water in Annapolis, Maryland. And he lives right next, three doors away from one of our uncles. And then another three doors away from one of our cousins. And then on the other side of the little island is another one of our cousins. And they say nobody comes knocking on the door because they're just not right next door. But that's the thing you got to worry about. When I was born, it was my aunt had one house, my grandmother had another house, then us, and then another aunt had the first. You never had any. I mean, when I was a kid, I was like, I have no idea who lives in this house. All I know is people just keep walking in, and okay, this is my bedroom. That's all I know about. So anyway, Doug's trying to get situated. He will be around a little bit later this morning, hopefully, and definitely back here Monday morning. Has anybody got any heads or tails on what Donald Trump is trying to do this week?
go ahead.
He had the abortion question that he stupidly answered from Chris Matthews, a hypothetical question that he gave a dumb answer to, and everybody threw it out there. And I heard it on the news yesterday as he answered it as a real question, not a hypothetical question. Here's how it was being reported in Washington radio news stations yesterday. Donald Trump said that women who have abortions should be punished. Not as Donald Trump answered a question from Chris Matthews that if abortions were outlawed, that he said they should be. First off, don't answer hypothetical questions. You're obviously not thinking on your feet. When you answer hypothetical, every politician skirts those questions because they know it's a trap. And if you aren't smart enough to stay away from a trap that Chris Matthews is throwing at you, I'm not sure you should be sitting in the big Oval Office.
I agree. And then he threw out a statement yesterday that tried to take back his remarks.
And as well he should have, because he's got to do damage control.
Right.
So
everybody was all over him.
It's a mess. Now he's saying that maybe the United States should pull our military out of South Korea and maybe let them have their own nukes.
Why not? One for you, right. One for you. Put Oprah out there. She can just give a nuke to everybody.
All along while the nuclear arms talks are going on here in Washington, D.C., and half of the city is shut down. So I'm sure that's going to have everybody buzzing today. And there's an article in CBS News that says maybe he's doing this on purpose. Maybe he's so good at just sucking all the air out of the room and keeping all of the conversation about him, that maybe this is just part of his plan. And yesterday he was here in D.C. talking with the RNC, and he couldn't have picked a better week to come in and talk to those guys, because I'm sure they were behind his back trying to figure out how to get him out of the room. So keep an eye on him and see what he does. Hey, if you guys were trying to save for a house,
yeah,
and you were thinking, okay, what can I do to kind of live on the cheap for the next year or two to try and save up some money, what would be some options that you would go to? What would be your go-to, Michelle?
Well, you know, I would probably look for a roommate or try and find inexpensive housing. Well, one of my girlfriends just did is she rented out her current apartment on Airbnb and made a lot of money from people coming to visit. And then she basically lived out of a suitcase at friends' apartments for a few months.
Okay, so there's a couple in California who decided, and most people would probably think like you, okay, go live with my parents, I would, find a friend and room up, do something like
right.
that. Here's a couple of Google employees that decided maybe the best way for them to save money for a couple of years is to buy an RV and live in it in the parking lot of Google for 2 years.
Well, you know what? If Google left its office doors open at night, I hear they have a pretty stocked cafeteria. They offer massages during the day. And not a bad place to live.
No, and you know what? Homeless people often go and find a Walmart that they can sneak into at 9 or 10 o'clock at night and then hide and then stay.
Really?
Think about it. If you had no place to live, Walmart's like Disneyland. There's everything there.
I know. I've always thought about, like, what would happen? Could I sneak in and just stay somewhere overnight in a store?
Absolutely.
Someone would find me.
Walmart, man. All right, so
I can think of a nicer establishment. But, yeah, Walmart does have everything.
I know. All right, so coming up, we're going to have a weird conversation with a cool guy who decided to build something from a movie he loved as a kid. Now, so think about your childhood and one of your favorite movies and something, a house or a car or just whatever it is, a time machine that you love from your favorite movie, the DeLorean from Back to the Future. Maybe I want to buy that because it was my favorite movie. Well, this guy actually went and did it. He was crazy enough to do it. And we'll find out why in the world he would do it and how much it cost to kind of follow up one of your childhood dreams here on Good Day. It's 15 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah. Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Hey, everyone. Proactive has a special offer for our listeners.
stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free giveaway and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Want to try Proactiv? They're letting everyone try Proactiv 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing face brush and free shipping when you call right now. 1-800-644-2406. You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactiv, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactiv really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get prescription-grade Proactiv, plus a rotating deep cleansing brush valued at $45. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-644-2406. That's 1-800-644-2406. One more time, ready? 800-644-2406.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
An RV rolls into a campground. Kids in the back eat turkey. Jerky. Excessive. Dad drives like a boss with 24/7 support from Progressive. Tomorrow it's off to see the world's largest ball of twine. Would have seen it last trip, but Dad missed the sign.
Get 24/7 help when you insure your RV with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang. Kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang. Kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang. Oh, you pretty kitty bang bang. Kitty kitty bang bang. We love you. And in kitty kitty bang bang. Kitty kitty bang bang. What will you do?
Okay, so everybody remembers Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, right? The great Dick Van Dyke.
Bang bang, chitty chitty bang.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Love the movie, right?
Awesome movie. All
right, so Rich McFadden here with Roberta Fasanelli, Michelle Gerson on Good Day Show at 18 past the hour. We actually found a guy. Roberta did actually. One of her friends up in New York loved the movie, loved the car so much, he went out and built one.
Like, oh, that's great.
Well, yeah, with his own money. So Tony Garofalo, is that Tony Garofalo?
Hey, yeah. Hi. Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, that's a whole lot of consonants going over.
You got me singing now with the music. I feel like I'm watching a movie for the first time again.
All right. So what in the world would get you to build a Chitty Chitty Bang Bang car? And I'm going to ask you, how close to the real one is it, and how much did it cost?
Well, that's a lot of information, and you know what? You know, I think we'll be able to squeeze it all in because it's a great story. It's a true story. Back in 1968, my uncle was working for United Artists Pictures, and he worked on the production set for Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, as well as other movies. So he said to my mother and I, you know, at the time I was 4 years old, and he said, you know, I have tickets for the premiere showing of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang at Radio City Music Hall at Christmas. It was the first night. And the real car was parked in front of Radio City, and the movie cast, you know, was there. So for a four-year-old kid, my mother had just gotten divorced, so we had, you know, a little bond between us. And
yeah.
She took me to the movies, and I saw the car, you know, right in front of me. You know, I went inside, saw the movie, and as a four-year-old kid, you know, the car can fly, it can float, it, you know, this magical car. And I was, you know, I was taken back. I really was blown away.
That's magical.
And, you know, for years I said that, you know, I'm going to build this car, Mom. You know, we're going to drive in it someday. And, you know, I kept re-encouraging Mom. She said, yeah, that's great. And so for years it was in the back of my mind. Passed away in 2005, the same year I retired from the police department, and I didn't have time, you know, to do this type of thing because I was working, you know, I was raising a couple of kids. And in 2010, I decided that I was going to do it. And my mother had passed away, and it's a tribute to her. So,
how long did it take you to build it? We got about 30 seconds left. How long did it take you to build it? How much did it cost?
5 years. It took me 5 years to build. You know, it was at a cost. I actually used my pension money from the police. It actually cost a little over $100,000 in materials and about 5,000 hours, you know, production time. So,
well, Tony Garofalo, you are absolutely somebody that we should all look to go, you know what? I want to do this. I'm going to do it just because. And have fun with life, man. If you see things, if you want to do things, if you've always wanted to do something, no matter what it is, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, going scuba diving in Anguilla, which I can't even say, do it. Live life. Have fun. Tony, thank you very much. Give us our Friday motivation. 21 past on Good Day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Our Doug Steffens, good day. Rich McFadden, Michelle Jurston, Roberta Fasanelli, Kara Schillen with you. It's a whole cast of characters today. On April Fool's Day, happy April 1st. If you're just waking up and you're looking for something a little fun to do, if you've got small kids, do this real quick. Pour them a bowl of cereal, milk, cereal, spoon, bowl, the whole thing. Drop that bowl into the freezer for a good 30, 40 minutes if you still got time. Let it freeze up, and when they ask for their breakfast, give them the whole thing. And when they go to pull the spoon out, you're guaranteed to get a giggle. So that comes from one of my friends, a mommy blogger, yesterday. She said she did it to her kids last year, and it was hysterical. So I had a little fun with that one. April Fool's is with us, and I have no idea why we celebrate this stupid holiday. I'm glad we do. It's a lot of fun, but I have no idea. So, Michelle, what is the history behind April Fool's Day?
Well, I'm reading this article from 124 years ago in the New York Times, and it basically says that it dates back, it runs back nearly 200 years, and that was in 1892. And it says, the man who does not learn before nightfall that this is not only April 1st, but All Fool's Day as well, is to be pitied. If a man's friends do not take enough interest in him to play a few April Fool's jokes on him today, he may as well go to a monastery and stay there. So I guess you should feel fortunate if you have jokes played on you today, because it means people are thinking about you enough to do so.
See, it's usually my kids now. Nobody, I'm the only one that I know. Like, I just take care of my office here at the network. Every year, I usually get Doug somehow, some way. It may be something that I thought of a month before. It may be something I thought of while we were sitting there on the air. But he usually expects me to get him some way. And this year, I was going to kind of let it go because I figured next year it would set him up for, you know, okay, maybe he's not going to do anything. Because, I mean, it gets boring if you do something every year. So Google's got a good one today, Kara, right?
Yeah, well, they basically pranked all Gmail users and themselves because it didn't work out so well for them. They added on Gmail, not for all users, but for some people, a little button, a little send button next to the normal send button, and it's orange, and it's got a little mic drop on it. And instead of sending your normal email, if you hit the mic drop button, it sends a picture, a little gif of a minion from the Minion movie and a little sassy, like, reply underneath of it. And so people, one woman actually says that they were fired thanks to Mic Drop. I just lost my job because they were a writer and I had a deadline to meet. And instead of sending their correspondence, they emailed using the Mic Drop button. And so they've taken that button away, and they've apologized for it, but it's pretty funny.
You know, I'm upset. I just checked my Gmail, and I don't have anything.
Yeah, I don't have one either.
Roberta, are you going to do anything for Tom this morning? He's usually the sucker for a good April Fool's joke. Good.
I married him. That's enough.
Oh. Did you guys read the...
Nice. Wait, I'll share the Jazz Fest. That'll be my April Fool's on you. Did we see what?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Did you see the Trader Joe's story yesterday that was released before April Fool's, saying they were closing all of their stores?
No.
And I was like, you know, and I'm reading
this.
Why
would you do that?
Yeah, I know. And it went into detail. It talks about how online organic companies are taking over and now Whole Foods will have everything on the market. And I thought it was weird. They were quoting the founder of Trader Joe's. Yeah, and he was saying, like, our time has come. We're done. We're done. Whole Foods offered to buy our cookie butter, but it's not happening. And my mom almost went into a coronary, but it's a joke.
All right, so go out and have a little fun today. It's April Fool's. We've given you plenty of warning. Think of something fun to do on your kids, your spouse, and somebody at work. Just have a good time. It's Friday, so play with it. It's 28 past the hour. Thanks, Stephens. Good day.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
You are unique, which means there's only one brand of jewelry that can fully capture everything you are. Pandora. And Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, is the place to wrap yourself in the latest Pandora trends. Stop in between March 31st and April 3rd, and you'll receive a free Pandora bracelet with your Pandora purchase of $100 or more. The one piece that completes your look is waiting for you at Jared. Free bracelet must be of equal or lesser value than $65.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Doug Steffens, good day. Rich McFadden, Michelle Gerson, and Roberta Fasanelli along with you. Doug's working on moving, you know, from one farm to the other. The guy who's got the shortest umbilical cord in the country. He's currently lives across the street from where he was born, and now he's moving next door to where he currently lives.
Blinds are completely down.
Yeah. So anyway, it's 34 past the hour. You know, earlier this week, we heard that the National Museum of African American History, which is slated to open the Smithsonian here in Washington, D.C. Later this summer, had a couple of exhibits which included Bill Cosby items, an album from one of his comedy albums, and a comic book from the I Spy show. And that got the people who support the people who are accusing him of rape all up in arms, because they're saying, how can you put this person in your museum and put him up there on a pedestal like he's one of the rocks of the African-American community and American history? And the museum now has come out and said, like all of history, our interpretation of Bill Cosby is a work in progress, something that will continue to evolve and new evidence and insights come to the fore. So that's a statement that Lonnie Bunch, who is the founding director of the museum, released. So apparently when you leave now, there will be some mention of the allegations against him and how it has affected his legacy. So, you know, you think about this. You know, Cos was an American icon. Still is. Tarnished, but an American icon for sure. And you just think about people who are at the top, and look at all of the people that we've seen over the years who are just living on the top of the world and have a great life. Tiger Woods, you know, look at what he had, and then look at what he's kind of made somewhat of a comeback, but tarnished still. Every time you say his name, you're going to think about all the things that went along with it. So you wonder what gets into people's minds once they get to a certain level of success to think that they are...
What happened with Tiger Woods?
Untouchable. Tiger Woods slept with about 100 women, and his wife found out about it and beat him with a golf club out in the front yard, gave him a black eye, and then 30-some women came out and said, oh, yeah, I slept with him. Oh, yeah, I slept with you. So it just basically... while he's
married. Everybody is like shocked. Yes, round up the usual suspects.
Yeah, here's a 30-year-old worth $6 billion, worth $1 billion. Like he's going to have any sense of reality.
And that's why these stars, they make all this money and they know women are just going to be throwing themselves at them and they take advantage of it.
Well, that's the thing about Cosby. Women weren't throwing themselves at him. He had to drug them.
Right.
What's going on with
true.
Them?
That made no sense. Yeah, that
you would
no
think
sense.
That women were throwing themselves at him. But no, that's not good enough. I want that one over there that doesn't want me, or maybe she does want me. I don't care. Whatever. I'm going to slip a Mickey in her drink, and then not take any chances.
Right.
That's a
twist. All they had to do was point and say, "You here."
You would think, but apparently that wasn't good enough for him. So, and there's a lot of people out there that still support Cosby and say that this is all a fix, that everybody's out to get him. But once you have 50 women come forward, I'm sorry, where there's smoke, there's got to be at least a little bit of fire.
Definitely. I mean, yes, there are some women who go after certain things, but most women, I'm sure, would appreciate not being in the public eye for something like this and would not make that up for what.
You know what else is crazy about this? You have people that, the Mike Tysons, the Kobe Bryants, you can name a dozen other people who have had some kind of a sexual foray and gotten into all kinds of trouble, and they make a comeback. Kobe Bryant's a hero. He's going to retire a hero in L.A. this month. There's name a dozen people that do this. But once you pass a certain point, and I don't know what that point is. I mean, obviously 50 women saying that you drugged and raped them, you're not coming back from that. I don't even know if one you're going to be able to. Well, Kobe Bryant, so I guess one you can come back from.
Right.
What is that line where all of a sudden this guy's horrible monster and we will never forgive him? It's got to be somewhere between 1 and 50, apparently.
Yeah. I'd say maybe around 10. Over 10, if it comes believable.
Pick a number. All right, so one of the things Michelle does in her other life in radio in New York City is she covers the relationship and health and fitness news. And there's some studies coming out this morning about sugar sweeteners, alternative sweeteners, and how maybe one is not really any better than the other.
That's right. From the website Well and Good, it says why Splenda is worse for you than sugar. And basically the premise of it is because Splenda is an artificial sweetener.
Yeah.
Same with what you find in Diet Coke, and not the same exact ingredient, but something like that. And so that is not good for you, the fact that it's artificial. And then on top of that, even though they say these artificial sweeteners are actually sweeter than sugar, so you would think you need less of them in your drinks, people are not using less, and it's still triggering your body to crave sugar, and so it's affecting your insulin levels, and you just eat more other stuff that you probably shouldn't eat because that's what your body's craving.
And back in October, I did the Whole 30, which is basically a paleo, the Whole 30 challenge, which is basically you go paleo for 30 days. You don't eat any carbs, any sugars, any nothing processed, not even nuts. Or peanuts. Basically, if it's not raw, and you can eat cooked meats and stuff like that. But one of the things that I learned that was very interesting was that no matter what sweetener you use, it's messing with your brain and telling your brain, I need more. Your body gets addicted to that taste, to that feeling, to the endorphins that it releases. Mm-hmm. So no matter whether you use honey, sugar, agave, Splenda, NutraSweet, aspartame, stevia, I don't care what it is, it's going to tell your brain, release these endorphins, and those endorphins are going to say, I feel good, give me more. And one of the things that we've done to ourselves over the years by using all of these sweeteners and sweetening things that are already sweet is we've become numb to what is naturally sweet. So one of the things, they quoted a woman in this book when I was reading it in this particular chapter, when she found out that she couldn't have any kind of sugar, substitutes, natural, whatever it was, she said, how am I going to make my strawberries sweet in the morning?
Oh, my gosh.
So they're already sweet. This woman was having so much sweeteners that the natural flavors of fruit weren't sweet enough for her. And when you look at some of these artificial sweeteners, they are 500, 700, 1,000 times sweeter. So if you take a little thing of aspartame, which is really basically petroleum plastic, it is 1,000 times sweeter than natural cane sugar. And we have become addicted to these artificial sweeteners and the level, intense levels of sweetness that we have in our foods today, whereas we crave more because it releases such a crazy amount of endorphins in our brain that we're jonesing for the next fix.
Yeah, so if you're trying to cut your sugar habit, one thing they say is try a little bit of L-glutamine because it stabilizes your blood sugar levels, and then it will help you with those cravings. And I think it only takes really a couple of weeks to change your taste buds. So if you just start eating more whole foods and you crave different things, I no longer crave desserts. I'd rather have a really good, wholesome meal that tastes delicious.
You know, I'm not sure what's wrong with me. I'm broken so bad.
Why?
Oh, well, because I did this whole 30 thing. You know, I mean, I eat avocados and salad for lunch, and I ate eggs and a little bit of bacon for breakfast with some fruit, and I totally cut carbs. I totally cut sugars, and I was great for 30 days. I felt great, and then boom, day 31, I was I was taking back. It took me about another 30 days, and I'm right back into it. So I don't understand why I can't totally kick the carb and sugar habit, even though I've had a good experience with not having any in my life. And I think I guess it's just the daily life that I go through, and there's the lunch bar. Okay, should I get a salad? Yes. But what do I get? I get a tuna fish sandwich.
Right. So. Well, it's funny how when we're in the middle of these, I went to this detox place in Houston, and they have you on this liquid detox with soup at night. And when I went back to real food, I thought to myself, holy cow, how did I eat this much beforehand? And I went to dinner with someone, and he probably thought I was crazy because I couldn't even get through half a piece of chicken when he was done with two pieces. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, what was wrong with me beforehand? Did. This is the proper way. And I'm like, this is how it should be eating. Yeah, for like 2 days, and then I went back to my old, you know, devouring anything I could eat when I'm stressed or tired. But it's amazing. We know what we should be doing. I think as far as diet, I think our body needs some complex carbs for energy, and I think then it's just all about balance.
Yeah, it is, and I've got to find that balance. And you know, part of it is when you're married. You need to agree, okay, the kids, the spouse, whatever. We all need to agree as a family. And I'm not using that as an excuse. I mean, I could certainly be my own big boy and do my own things no matter what my wife eats because she's in great shape and doesn't need the diet. So, you know, it's all on me. I'm the guy that needs to lose 25 pounds, so why does she need to worry about it? But, you know, it's when you have to be strong enough to be able to turn away those things if they are in your house. And
I have zero willpower. I mean, I could do it now because I tell myself, okay, do not bring snacks in the house or don't bring ice cream. I know my triggers.
That's the thing.
But you're right. If it's in the fridge or if it's in the cabinets, boom, it's done. So, yeah, it's tough when you have other people in your home that are buying food that you don't want.
A neighbor of mine, she did this thing for 40 days. Are you ready for this? 40 days. The only thing she consumed was lemon water.
No.
Like Fiji water, pure water with lemon in it. And I swear I thought I was going to have to call in social services after like day 20.
Seriously?
She swears by it, says her body's totally detoxed, she's clean, she lost weight, but man, she was starting to look like the crypt keeper there after about day 30.
Yeah, I don't believe in those bad liquid diets. No, maybe 3 days if you want to reset your body. But I just feel like if you eat a balanced diet and you watch what you eat, because then you throw your metabolism off. She's basically starving herself for those 40 days. So as soon as she starts eating again, her body's going to go into shock and put in on all that weight.
Yeah, I haven't seen her in a while. I'm fully expecting her to be 300 pounds the next time I see her. So let's see how that works out. All right, it's 45 past the hour on Dick Steffen's Good Day.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean, no added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
49 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day. Rich McFadden, Michelle Gerson here with you on your Friday. Happy Friday to you. So if you go on over to DougSteffen.com and you look down the right-hand side, you'll see today's poll, which as usual on Friday is this week's top 10 talk radio topics. And we're asking you which one is the most important story to you. Your options are the presidential race, the aftermath of the Brussels and Pakistan attacks, the battle against the Islamic State, Apple versus the FBI, NFL concussions, Cuba, Hillary Clinton's email probe, the Egyptian Air hijacking, the Supreme Court public unions ruling, or March Madness. So if you go on over to DougSteffen.com, tell us which one is the most important story to you, and we will give you the results of that on Monday. Yesterday's poll is, baseball season starts this weekend. What is your favorite baseball movie? And as predicted, Field of Dreams won with 37%. Yay. And it just sucked 2 hours out of my last Sunday when I turned on the TV and it was on. The Natural at 17%, Major League at 10%. 7%. I would have rated that second. Damn Yankees at 6%. Bull Durham, 12%. And other, whatever those might be, at 17%. Check it out at DougStefan.com. I am Rich McFadden. It's 51 past the hour.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Actually, we've only done this twice.
Oh, how'd you do?
Crashed and burned on the first one. It wasn't pretty.
The second?
I don't know. I'll tell you tomorrow, but it's looking good so far.
What?
It's classified. I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
All right, so I'm going to assume that most people listening to this show right now are old enough to remember this movie. Michelle, you recognize it right up from those two clips?
Yep.
What is it?
Hot Gun.
Very good. Tell her what she's watching, Johnny. Yay. 53 past the hour. This is Doug Steffen's Good Day, and our time to look at entertainment news and what's going on in the movies with our friend Chuck Curry. And
yes.
What's that, Chuck?
I was going to say, you know, there's been serious talk in the last 6 months about a sequel to that film, which I think my gut feeling tells me will happen. Now, Tom Cruise, who I think is like 54, will once again most likely star. He looks great, but I have a feeling, and you guys were talking off air about working out, that Val Kilmer probably won't get a phone call.
Yeah.
He hasn't worked out very hard in the last 10 years.
No, that's surprising to me that guy has let himself go to the extent that he has. It's sad because he was a great actor.
Let's be honest, a really good-looking guy.
Yeah.
That was a very interesting actor.
Yeah,
actually.
Not that I'm into that kind of thing, but if I were...
I get you.
and it's funny because Tom Cruise would probably play the Tom Skerritt character now, right?
Probably something like that.
Okay, yeah, so they'd have to figure out, is there any chit-chat about who might play the Tom Cruise and the Val Kilmer and the Anthony Edwards part?
I mean, they could probably get some of the original characters back, but they probably would take a younger actor as a protege type thing. I got to be honest, I'm clamoring for a Top Gun sequel. I mean, I like the film, I can't tell you it's one of my all-time favorites.
It's an iconic film, and it begs to be redone just because that's the way Hollywood is. Is anything that was successful before, we have to see if we can make it successful again. All right, so we got one clip left here, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say I feel the need for speed.
I feel the need. The need for speed.
Yeah, had to be. Had to be. All right, Chucker, what's coming out in movies this weekend? Anything
exciting? There's only one movie opening in a wide release, 2,300 screens, which is a Christian-based film, God Is Not Dead, Part 2, with Melissa Joan Hart, and I believe Robin Givens is also in that film. Believe it or not, the first one, Rich, God's Not Dead, did $60 million at the domestic box office, which is a lot of money. This is the first of the Christian-based films to actually get a theatrical sequel. It'll be interesting to see how it performs. I don't think it's going to do $60 million in its run, but projections are more like a $15 million opening and a $35 million domestic run.
So it makes money.
Pretty profitable. Now, speaking of, I know the last few days we've spoke a lot about Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, I say
related,
it's sucks and you say
it's related. Bit of news. Warner Brothers, according to reports, Rich, Warner Brothers has issued millions of dollars in reshoots on their movie Suicide Squad, which takes place inside the same Batman universe, in order to add more humor and lighten the film up somewhat. That's clearly off the reaction to Batman vs. Superman, which many people found too dark. The producer of the Justice League, which is a sequel to Batman vs. Superman, which starts filming in 2 weeks, also came out with a statement stating that the Justice League will be somewhat lighter in tone. I don't know. What do you think of that? Do you like that idea?
When they took Batman and Superman, both of those franchises, and went a little bit darker and a little bit edgier with it, I didn't mind that because they had good stories, and I thought that the characters were well played, and it was fun. I mean, it was still a fun, it was more an action adventure ride than it was a light comic book ride, but I liked it. This story that they did with the Batman versus Superman, it wasn't fun, it was a mess. The script was all over the place, and it just, you walked away with nothing except that I like both of the characters. I like both of the actors that played the characters. I would like to see them again, but it was just, it's a mess. It's just they threw everything
into the
pot.
Actually, had one big laugh when one character says, when one character says, "I'm a friend of your son." That one had the biggest laugh in the film. But yeah, I get it's dark. I sort of had no issue with that. One other bit of TV news. I would expect maybe 25 million people tuning in this Sunday night on AMC to watch the season 6 final of The Walking Dead,
yeah,
which will introduce Jeffrey Dean Morgan as the big bad Negan, which a lot of people are anticipating and actually fearing. In the graphic novel comic book the series is based on, a very violent incident happens to a main character. So, I was thinking back, Rich, of the last 20 years, some of the best TV shows I've watched, The Sopranos, 24, Lord yeah. Dexter, Walking Dead's right there. Great show.
Dude, I don't know how you sleep at night, but that's all right.
But I do. It's not easy, but I do it.
Yeah, whatever. All right.
I love it.
It's Shades of Blue, the best show on TV right now. Check it out. Binge watch it this weekend.
Okay.
It's 59 past.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.